Welcome back to Mac Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, that first off, on the judicial refusal not to disclose or admit that they actually have shares in stock or some interest in it brings to mind. Yeah. Annette Ziegler, whose husband was involved in cases that were brought before her before she, was on the Supreme Court. I mean, and that wasn't held against her, which it should have been. It was a complete violation of judicial ethics not to disclose that. I mean, even to sit on that case, she said, "I can't sit here because my husband's involved in this case." I think he was, the president of a bank or something like that, or some high officer in a bank. And the other thing that really got me is hearing that Andre Jacques, God bless him, he's out of the hospital, but he's now participating in his duties, remotely, where Jimmy Anderson in the assembly was not permitted the same privilege over in the assembly there, that because he's handicapped and, it was made him tough for him to get to some certain things. And it's just a complete hypocrisy there of the Republicans to make that adjustment for Andre Jacques and refusal to do it for Jimmy Anderson. I mean, it's disgusting. It is completely disgusting and complete power. We do what we want for our own and screw the rest of you guys. But that judicial ethics thing really gets me, because if you have interest in that, the judge should disclose. I mean, and he should probably step down. He shouldn't, that if you have that kind of interest in it, you might benefit from this one way or the other. And they should be not taking those cases. If you're in a mutual fund or something like that, where you don't have a direct knowledge of influence on that particular thing, I can understand that. But when you directly own shares, that's just unacceptable. I mean, it's why we had judicial ethics in the first place. I mean, back in colonial days, judges would do whatever they wanted for themselves, and they're completely unaccountable. And now we're getting to the same point. We have a Supreme Court that's unaccountable for any of their actions, and that they should be held accountable like the rest of us. I mean, but they shouldn't be these demigods in black robes.
Right. Yeah. No, you're raising a lot of good issues. Let me. I want to pick up on two things that Mark raised that are quite important. One of them, when it comes to conflicts of interest, Gableman, the guy that's running around the state right now, saying he doesn't know anything about elections and he'd like to learn, and we should pay his tuition about $680,000 to perpetuate this lie about the election. We're allowing an out-of-state guy who's emotionally disturbed, that is Trump, hijacking our democracy here in Wisconsin and feasting off of $680,000 in taxpayer dollars to pay some hacks, some guerrillas to go around the state and try to scare clerks, where? Scare them in what? In Boltonville and Jump River and Kewaskum and Whiskey Rapids and, No, actually he's going to try to scare them in Milwaukee, Dane County, and Brown County. It's not going to work. If he comes to Milwaukee County, good luck, Jack. Good luck, Jack. But Gableman, when he was on the Supreme Court, the manufacturers put in almost maybe more than $1 million into his campaign in outside money. And then the issue came up. The issue came up, and the Republicans who'd been contributed to by the manufacturers were supposed to decide whether the manufacturer tax exemption was constitutional. My view is clearly unconstitutional. And then they go, "Oh no, it's constitutional." And somebody said, "Well, how much money did you get from them in your campaign? $1 million? Well, that's not material. $1 million is not material to Elon Musk. $1 million is very material to me, and it's very material to taxpayers." Now, when it comes to Andre Jacques and Jimmy Anderson, we talked about that a couple of days ago. That frosts the hell out of me, and I'll tell you why. Andre Jacques is an anti-masker, anti-vaxxer, and he got COVID. And right now, he's weak, and he can't come to Madison. He represents a district up around Door County. And so Voss and LeMahieu, he's a state senator, so LeMahieu will say, okay, you can appear and chair the committee meeting, chair it on Zoom. Everybody else has to be there personally. Because you are disabled, you can't go because you're recovering from COVID. Okay. Jimmy Anderson, what, about a year ago? Jimmy Anderson is paralyzed because a drunk driver hit his car, killed his family, and left him paralyzed. And during COVID, his doctors said, you can't possibly go into that Capitol. If you ever get COVID, you're going to die. And also, these were evening meetings. Some of them lasted all night. And he has a great difficulty, obviously, getting around. And Voss said, too bad, so sad. Too bad, so sad. He was an innocent victim, Jimmy Anderson, of a drunk driver, and his family was killed. Andre Jacques is an anti-masker and anti-vaxxer, and he's recovering from COVID. The truth of the matter is that anybody who's physically impaired from coming to these meetings should be able to do it by Zoom. Andre Jacques should, so should Jimmy Anderson. But to pick on a guy who's paralyzed, there's a strain of sadism in the Republican Party. You know, a certain human decency. This is no longer a contest between Democrats and Republicans. This is a contest between democracy and authoritarianism. That's all it is. That's all it is. Yes, there are a couple of Republicans who are not authoritarians, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. And yes, there are objectionable Democrats, of course. So what? But ultimately, the contest is between democracy and authoritarianism and simple human decency and a strain of emotional perversion. And that would be the authoritarians. That would be the authoritarians. So what do we do about that? You know, on that particular issue, it occurred to me at the time that somebody could go to court and say, state court, of course, is run by Republicans, go to federal court and find jurisdiction. You can find jurisdiction. Say, look, normally you don't get involved in state legislatures, but you certainly did back in Georgia in the 1960s when the Georgia legislature expelled an African-American legislator because he was opposed to the Vietnam War. And the federal court said, no, you can't do that. You cannot do that under due process in the First Amendment. You cannot do that. That same authority would apply here. They would tell Voss and LeMahieu is the head of the Senate, Voss is the Speaker of the House, gerrymandered, both of them. They would say to him, look, under the First Amendment and under due process, you cannot say that a handicapped, medically handicapped Democrat can't participate by Zoom, but a handicapped, for whatever reason, Republican can participate by Zoom. I believe they would have imposed that order. I believe the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals would have upheld it. I believe that the U.S. Supreme Court wouldn't have even taken review. The U.S. Supreme Court, by the way, you have to get to it in most cases by what's called a petition for certiorari. They don't have to take anything. The only thing they really have to take is a dispute between states. And they get tens of thousands of cases and they take about 200. So good luck. But nobody went to court on that one. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.